Okay, let's talk about esophageal voice production. Now, this is used less commonly today, but it is still an option, especially for patients who are not going to qualify for a TEP. So we want to make sure that they do have some way of talking. Okay? So what you're doing here, the word is insufflate. That's the word that they use. It means that you want to put air into the esophagus. So you're going to insufflate the esophagus with air and release it, kind of like a belch. Okay? What you're doing is causing the pharyngoesophageal segment to vibrate. Remember we talked about the cricopharyngeal muscle? That's it. That's at the bottom of your pharynx going into the esophagus. Okay, cricopharyngeal. So it vibrates and it produces a tone. Because remember, all the vocal folds do is generate a buzz. The vocal tract is what changes that into speech. What you want to do is work with individuals to help them develop a speech on a burp and expand it. Now, so what you're doing is you have to have enough pressure, intraoral pressure, to override the pressure or the constriction at the PE segment. Okay? Now, what that is if you can belch on command, you're good. You're good to go. Okay? I can't. That's something that I really struggle with. So over the years, because I've tried to teach myself numerous times, I've been successful in teaching my entire family. They can all belch and count to 5 or 6. And okay, they're able to do it. Okay. I can't. So what I do is I use a glottal fry. So I go on. Okay. And it fakes them out. Okay. I've used Coke and things like that to get a burp. You don't want to do that too much. It helps them get going. The thing that happens is during the surgeries, a lot of times they'll loosen up those muscles so that the person is able to get a good vibration back there. So if you can't do it now, I feel confident if I were to lose my larynx, you know, knock on wood, we don't want that to happen, that I would be able to learn this form of voice, okay? So I've included some videos at the bottom. I will tell you, you know, definitely watch the first one so that you can hear this kind of voice. It's a very good speaker. The one on the bottom, it's up to you. It's kind of gross. I put it on there because here's a woman smoking through her stoma. And I've talked about it for years and people haven't believed me. So here you go. That's one. You don't have to watch that one if you don't want to. You've been warned, okay? It's totally up to you.